Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
In today's episode, we're talking about being an introvert and a business advisor. So let's start with the most important question. What is an introvert? There are many conflicting descriptions out there of what constitutes an introvert. The difference between an introvert and an extrovert does all boil down to one thing, though: where you get your energy from. Simply put, an introvert is someone who gets their energy from alone time and calm, minimally stimulating environments. An extrovert, on the other hand, gains energy from being around others and from highly stimulating environments. The easiest way to describe it is: an introvert wakes up in the morning and has 5 coins. Each coin is a unit of energy. Every time you interact with a person, you spend a coin. By the end of the day, an introvert has no coins left. All of your energy has gone. An introvert replenishes energy through spending time alone in the evening or while sleeping. An extrovert, though, is the exact opposite of this. An extrovert wakes up in the morning with no coins. This is where their energy is at its lowest. However, they gain a coin each time they interact with someone throughout the day. So at the end of a busy day, full of social interaction, they are full of energy and have a full 5 coins. They lose these coins when they go home to sleep, and they have to start again the next day. So why does this happen? This is largely because introverted and extroverted brains respond differently to dopamine hits. It's the way you were born, and there is not a whole lot you can do about it. What about being an ambivert? Well, I strongly believe that there is no such thing as an ambivert. It's a misconception that boils down to a misunderstanding of what it means to be introverted or extroverted. Introverted does not mean quiet or shy, and extroverted doesn't mean loud. It's not about your character, it's all about how your brain recharges itself. You gain or lose coins or energy depending on how you control your energy when being around others. How do you know if you're an introvert? Well, I didn't know I was an introvert until fairly recently. I actually thought I was a really weird child, an awkward teenager, a boring young adult, and a very unsociable older adult. I grew up with my head buried in books, my friends were my family, and I didn't enjoy parties. Over the past 12 years, I've pretty much dedicated my life to studying the mind and marketing and branding. So when others met up for cups of tea with big groups of friends, I declined politely. I'd much rather spend my time alone, educating myself via books, YouTube videos, and Spotify podcasts. I have invested heavily into personal development, but I have always done so online. Meeting face-to-face at large, loud conferences is not my thing. Without knowing it, my introverted superpowers were working overtime. A few years ago, I found a name for myself. I realised I wasn't weird, I wasn't stuck up, and there was nothing wrong with me. I was like 30 to 50% of the rest of the population. I was an introvert. And what is more, being an introvert is apparently perfectly normal. Despite the fact that the education system from an early age pushes you to be an extrovert and rewards those outgoing team players, being an introvert is actually a blessing in disguise. I feel like there is an introvert revolution happening. Slowly but surely, people are embracing the power of solitude. Being happy enough to be on one's own without stimulation and people is now seen as healthy, and embracing your introversion is seen as a form of self-care. Know thyself is the dictum which appeared on the front of the temple in Delphi. It's commonly understood to refer to the importance of understanding your own character and being aware of your limitations. I believe that it is only by knowing our own character that we can try and improve ourselves and make the right decisions in life. Our character is not only what we manifest by acting and living a certain way, but it is also something that we need to study closely. We know how we function and why we function that way. We can make a concerted effort to create a life that is more aligned with our personalities and our way of being if we understand ourselves. For this reason, I'm obsessed with understanding my own mind and also the minds of others. So let's explore the question of what does it mean to be an introvert? As I mentioned earlier, an introvert is someone who is drained by social interaction. An introvert gains energy through being alone and through quiet contemplation. Whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, you were probably born that way. Whether you are a confident or shy introvert or extrovert will depend on how you were supported as a child. If you are an introvert who was constantly told to speak up and be more engaged, forced to socialise with others, and when you didn't was called weird or an oddball, or even bullied, then maybe you've developed anxiety around your introvertness. If you were nurtured and encouraged by your parents, your friends, your family and your teachers, then you're probably more confident in your introvertness. The good news is some of the most successful people in the world are introverts. We live the richest and deepest lives, we run the best businesses, have the strongest relationships, and are genuinely happy in our own skin. Another thing to remember is that not all introverts are the same. One study found that there are four types of introverts: social introverts, thinking introverts, anxious introverts, and restrained introverts. Some introverts only need a little bit of alone time to recharge and can handle being sociable for a fair amount of time before needing to go back into their cave and recharge. Others drain fast and need long periods of alone time to recharge. It's different for every introvert. What I can guarantee is that every introvert will experience the dreaded introvert hangover. This may manifest itself in being completely wiped out and needing to hibernate for a few days longer than normal, or far worse, it could show up as burnout and complete exhaustion. This results in needing of time off work for extended periods of time, or even your body and your brain shutting down. In my 20s, I used to run exhibitions all over the world. It was a lot of peopling in a very short period of time, and the build-up to an event and then the event itself meant that I spent a week in bed recovering after the event. My family and I created a name for this experience, and we call it exhibition syndrome. Even to this day, after spending a couple of days at a Countex or a seminar or running my own event, I must book 2 to 3 days of recuperation time afterwards, because otherwise I will struggle with exhibition syndrome. Okay, so let's look at other traits of being an introvert. Whilst it's true that every introvert is different, there are characteristics that we all share. Introvert characteristics are, in fact, superpowers. When we harness our characteristics and channel what we're naturally good at, we can find huge success in the workplace and when building relationships. Introvert superpowers can include the ability to listen, and I mean deeply listen. Not the superficial listening to someone whilst thinking about what you're going to say back. I'm talking about deeply hearing and understanding what the other person is saying. This makes an introvert a great confidant and a friend. It makes them a great consultant, a great business advisor or a coach, because you understand before advising. The ability to process information internally without the need to speak and be heard means you can provide incredible insight, which leads to the next superpower. An introvert thinks before we speak. Introverts are more likely to choose words carefully and formulate thoughts before opening their mouths. Whilst this does have a disadvantage in large meetings where there is a fast-paced discussion and brainstorming is happening, it has a strong advantage in a one-to-one environment where a real transformation needs to happen in a discussion. And despite the nerves that occur when showing up on social media, introverts are more effective on social media as you are less prone to knee-jerk reactions. Thinking before typing is a superpower we must embrace. The fact that we do not post random thoughts and respond to others with throwaway comments enable us to write and contribute in a meaningful way. Social media gives us the advantage we lack in the noisy boardroom where everyone wants to show off their knowledge all at once. In addition to being a strong listener, introverts are also highly observant. We notice what extroverts miss. Extroverts process their thoughts outwardly and miss the subtle cues that your fellow peers share. Although it may look like we introverts are unengaged in a meeting, we are actually soaking up all the information that's being shared, processing it, and resolving issues inwardly before speaking. An introvert is more likely to read body languages and facial expressions. The VAC learning model is a great way to explain this. VAC stands for V, visual, A, auditory, and K, kinesthetic, which are our three main sensory receivers. People use all three methods to process information, and most people have a preference for one way to learn. However, introverts can listen, watch, and process information with greater ease than extroverts. Visual learning involves the use of seen or observed things, including pictures, diagrams, demonstrations, displays, handouts, flip charts, and more. Auditory learning involves the transfer of information through listening to the spoken word. Kinesthetic learning involves physical experience, touching, feeling, holding, doing, and practical hands-on experience. Once I understood the VAC model, I was able to understand why I love to put my thoughts around an image first. I create a model to get the big picture from my head and out into the world. From there, I am able to create the words that describe the model after. I also learn by drawing as someone speaks and taking notes. If you are an auditory learner, you may be a good speaker or specialize in law or accounting. If you're a visual learner, you may be a good writer, a journalist, or graphic designer. And if you're a kinesthetic learner, then you are likely to be more in the physical or hands-on job, such as a sportsman or skilled worker. As mentioned previously, having a deep understanding of who you are enables you to see why you act in the way you do. I score very high on visual and auditory learning, which explains why I'm drawn to speaking and writing books. You will never catch me in team sports or getting my hands dirty. As an innie, that's what we call ourselves, us introverts, as an innie, we get drained from being around other people, which means we need to choose our friends wisely. Our focus is on quality over quantity. We are pretty picky over who we bring into our lives. We rarely have a huge network of friends and don't hang out in large groups or party at the weekend. The same goes for relationships in the business world. I will get into how introverts can harness business superpowers at a later stage, but I want to briefly touch on how one-on-one interaction with peers and prospects and clients enables us to do our best work and bring the most energy to the relationships. The fact that we are about quality, deep relationships means that we are loyal, attentive, and committed business owners who care deeply about the person we're supporting. That brings us to the assumption that people make about introverts, that introverts are shy. Well, some are and some aren't. This is the most commonly misunderstood part of being an introvert. Being shy and being an introvert are two different traits. They sometimes overlap, but not always. Being shy means you're nervous and self-conscious in social situations. Both introverts and extroverts can have this trait. Not all natural-born extroverts run around chatting with strangers. Being introverted means that socializing wears you out. You might not be nervous or shy at all. You can be a very confident introvert. If you're an introvert who enjoys socializing, you may even misidentify yourself as an ambivert, which, as I established, doesn't exist. It's simply a term that arose from the incorrect idea that all introverts are shy. Let's dispel some misconceptions about introverts. First of all, we're not stuck up. We don't think we're better than extroverts. We simply are who we are. We want meaningful relationships and friendships. The fact that we're comfortable in our own company often makes others uncomfortable. We like to mind our own business, which means that we come across as aloof or unfriendly to others. But this isn't true. We just need quiet and alone time. And this may frustrate others who feel snubbed when we don't want to come out to your party. We don't hate people. Just because we don't always excel at making small talk doesn't mean that we're not interested in what you have to say. Nor does it mean that we're not listening, as long as what you are saying is meaningful. We just don't do fluff and we want to discuss meaningful and relevant topics. It doesn't mean we hate you. We just need to spend our coins wisely. We're not rude. If we are at the stage in the day where we have run out of energy coins, then we may zone out or need to remove ourselves from an overstimulating situation. Even when I'm with my family, I often end up in a different room at some point during the day, craving solitude and 5 minutes of peace to gain a coin back. After a little alone time, I can be around other people and actually engage again. Introverts aren't rude. We're just able to be more friendly if you give us alone time. We don't need to be fixed either. Please accept us for who we are, and we become a strong ally and friend who will always be there to listen and to support you. Push us to be more extroverted, and we will retreat into our cave and not want to be around you. It's just not who we are. And please remember, we do not want to become extroverts. Sure, sometimes we wish we could go out in the evening without wanting to leave the moment we get there. But in all honesty, we love being home alone, snuggling down on the sofa with a good book or a good film, and switching off to the outside world. We do not want to be in the noisy outside world. We crave peace and quiet. Do you think you're an introvert? How do you know deep down if you are one? Well, it wasn't until I started exploring the World Wide Web and reading books on the subject that I started to realise that I was a thing, not a weird thing, not a stuck-up thing, not an unsociable thing, but an introvert thing nonetheless. I was an opposite thing to most of my business coaching peers. My thingness consists of these traits. 1. My inner voice never stops. 2. I enjoy spending time in my cave more than being with other people. 3. I do my best thinking when I'm alone. 4. I feel alone and an outsider around many people. If I'm around more than 3 other people in one go, I shut down and my energy is gone. Next, I hate networking face-to-face with people, and I forget to breathe when amongst my peers at a conference or networking event. I also hate being the centre of attention. Do not confuse this with sharing my passion from a stage, because I love being a speaker. I actually thought that this made me an extrovert, but what I love is sharing my knowledge, not receiving a lot of attention because I've shared my knowledge. In social situations, I hate it when all eyes are on me. On a stage, it's a completely different energy. I'm also better at writing my thoughts than speaking them. They make so much more sense when I process from mind to paper than from mind to mouth. I hate small talk and avoid eye contact when out and about in case people see it as an invitation to talk to me. Please don't talk to me. I say yes to social events, but long to catch a cold or have a headache so that I don't have to go. I have to have alone time to feel better. Even having my family around me, as I said, all the time is exhausting. I like to watch people, but I hate to talk to people. I feel like an old soul with a not-so-young body. And this is what makes me a true-to-form introvert. Did any of these reasons resonate with you? Is this similar to your thingness too? Another question I get is, can an introvert then become an extrovert? And the simple answer is no. And anyway, why would we want to? We have superpowers that extroverts can only dream of. Yes, extroverts might get more thrills in life, extroverts might have a huge network of friends, and extroverts might be seen as a happier group of people. Do us introverts want that? No way. We are very happy alone in our room, writing, drawing, and coming up with the next big idea. Ideas like taking an electric car into space and inventing Tesla. Thank you, fellow innie Elon Musk. Or becoming one of the richest people in the world and a highly respected leader. Congratulations, Warren Buffett, you inspire us. We have been given a gift despite the fact that we often grow up feeling like an outsider and the noisy world around us is going to leave us behind. Being an introvert is a gift we should embrace and be proud of. The world needs people like us. The world needs thinkers. The world needs listeners. It needs creators of meaningful relationships. It needs innovators and problem solvers, thoughtful and calming people, sources of quiet wisdom in a noisy world. There are many famous introverts, including actors and politicians. There are introverted CEOs, pop stars, authors, and engineers. They are the pioneers and the leaders that we look up to now. We can be that leader too and create meaningful businesses with meaningful relationships, making a big impact upon the world. We might turn down the social invites. We might only have a few friends. We might spend our weekends curled up with a good book. But if we embrace our introversion, trust our introversion, and learn to ignore outside pressures, we can make the right decisions and be very happy in our world. If we can just ensure we have the energy to be the best we can be, if we can manage our energy, we can create a future beyond our dreams. I love being an introvert. I feel very safe and secure in my introvert body. It doesn't limit me. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It is my superpower. So to all my fellow innies, I want to say that you've got this. Running a simple, scalable advisory practice is something we can all do. So get excited because it's time to leverage your introvert superpowers too. You've been listening to the Business Advisor podcast, and this is me, the introvert, Amanda C. Watts, signing off and wishing you a good day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.